Another thing is that he doesn't audit, just to give you a few other little items on his code, he doesn't audit with processes which establish long comm lags. He avoids processes which do this on individual preclears. If he knows that a certain process produces a long comm lag on individual preclears here and there, he certainly avoids it in auditing a group. He audits primarily with techniques which will discover every person in the group alert at the end of an hour's processing. And that certainly doesn't include anything that will give somebody a 22-hour comm lag. Now, another one in that same bracket is he must be willing to grant beingness to the group. He isn't a lion tamer sitting up there with a bunch of lions about to pounce upon him. He is somebody who is standing up in front of a group, willing to grant beingness to that group. And as he grants beingness to the group, so the group recovers. If he is willing to grant beingness to a group, a great many things immediately fall into line, and these follow. He gives his commands in a clear, distinct voice. And if he notices that people at some part of the room or another look at him suddenly after he's given the command, or look at him questioningly, he simply repeats the command for the whole group. In other words, his mission is to get that command through and registered. He recognizes, and must recognize, that the people to whom he is talking in this group are not an audience. They are a number of people who are, in a greater or lesser degree, involved in recognizing, looking at, or resolving problems relating to their beingness. And as such, of course, they are slightly out of communication with him. And so he must recognize this, just as he has to be in an individual session. He has to give his commands clearly, distinctly, and get an answer. In a group auditing session, he doesn't have the answer. He doesn't get that answer that says, yes, I've got that, yes, I've finished that, and so forth. Therefore, he must do all of his auditing on such a basis that it obviates those answers. You see, he says this, and he's not going to get a reply from his preclear. And so he must therefore take enormous precautions, actually very exaggerated precautions, to make sure that every word he says is clearly registered to the most anaten person in the entire group. They're registered. He must also be careful to give his commands in such a way as not to give a number of failures to one or more individuals in the group. For instance, he says, now get a place where you are not. Now just contact that place. And he shouldn't give another contradictory command until he's sure that everybody in the group has found at least one place where he is not. Now, let's take an example of that. He says, give me a place where you are not. And he waits for a moment, and several people in the group already have spotted this place with accuracy. And so he says, get one place, certainly, and then some more. You see? Now, what he's done is take those 5, 6, 8 people in the group who did not find that one place right now, right away, and he let it be all right for them to go on and comm lag on it, you see, and still made it all right for the remainder of the group to go on and find some other places. Now, one doesn't have to have a stylized pattern in order to do this, but that happens to be a very stylized pattern. Get one place for sure, and get that place now. All right, and when you've got that one place, get some more places. You see?